Welcome back to the Let's Talk About It podcast. My name is Raquel and I'm your host. It has been a couple of weeks, I think a month since I've been here, and I am happy to be back. I'm happy to be in new spirits. It's a beautiful Sunday. I enjoyed my birthday yesterday. For the first time in a very long time, I did a little bit of self-care, but I actually worked. I had a client who reached out to me to do their makeup. I told you guys before, I've been doing different things with my gifts as far as makeup, the podcast, and just a lot of different things that I've been gifted with. And God opened a door for me to explore doing makeup again. And I'm just excited to see what this new season is going to bring for me, for the podcast, for my wife, and RMR Productions. And the first quarter is over. The first quarter of the year is over. And I don't know about y'all, but it was a hell of a quarter for me. And I almost thought I wasn't going to make it through, you know, from health issues, from my son getting sick for the first time, to navigating daycare. And, you know, I'm a first-time mom, so really not knowing how to navigate these things emotionally, mentally, and I got back into therapy. I actually got back into therapy, and the sessions were amazing. I ended up quitting one of my jobs, and I don't know. I feel like I'm transitioning into a new season of my life where I'm prepared for whatever comes my way. I'm prepared to trust God wholeheartedly, and I really can't wait to see what this means for the podcast. I can't wait to see what this means for me and my marriage, because my marriage has been, you know, changing its seasons. And we're learning that just because we're growing on different paths, that it doesn't mean that we can't continue to grow together. It's just something that we have to become accustomed to. It's something that we have to learn about each other, because I've said this before, that when you're married, you continue to learn that person every day. And when you stop learning that person, the marriage will suffer and ultimately probably end. So I just wanted to share that with you guys, and I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to share my testimony, my ongoing testimony. As I always say, finding your purpose, it doesn't stop when you think that you got it all figured out, because as long as you're still on earth, you will never have it figured out. So where do I start? I had a health scare. Stomach issues, and, you know, I'm a person who always plans for the worst, and your girl thought she was croaking over and can't, it was just so many things that I thought was wrong with me, because I was always sick. And, you know, my sister told me, like, you have to stop speaking so negatively over your life. You have to start speaking positive. And a lot of times I think, like, yeah, but you still got to be realistic. And having faith and having crazy faith and really believing in God, sometimes being realistic is not the way to go. So I've been really trying to practice having good faith, having steadfast faith, and just accepting what the moment brings, but understanding that God can change any circumstance and he can do all things but fail. My sister tells her son that all the time when he's like, well, what if I can't do this, mama? And she always says, like, what can God do? And he'll say, everything but fail. So I want you guys to know that, like, whatever you're going through, whatever you're feeling, whatever circumstances is causing you to think twice about your faith system and whether or not you're doing a good job, remember that God can do all things but fail. And I'm continuously learning that, and I'm realizing that it's okay to have your doubtful moments. It's okay to question God. And sometimes he wants us to question him because he wants to be able to give us the answers. Because when we stop questioning him, when we stop being concerned about what can he bring, that's not a good way to put it, but what his plan is for our life, then we don't turn to him. We don't lean on him. We don't have an open ear for him to tell us, this is what's going to happen, how it's going to happen. And it may not happen when you want it to happen. It may not happen when you feel like it should happen. But know, as long as you're on this earth, as long as God has a plan for you and your story is still being written, you're good to go. You are good to go. And we have every day to work on our faith system. We have every day to be better people. We have every day to communicate better, to love on people. And I will always say this, if you're here and you have a testimony to share, share that testimony. Share that with people, because people really need to know that they're not alone. And that's really why I continue to push this podcast. I continue to, even though I may not be consistent, I always revert back to it, because those down times when I'm not here and I don't bring you guys something, or I don't have anything to say, I'm going through something so I can bring back my lesson. I can bring back my testimony. And this month of being away has just shown me so many different things. From me thinking, is my marriage going to work out? Are we really going to be married? And then me thinking, well, I got to make it work because we have a son. And me realizing it ain't just about having a son. It's about remembering the things that I said a year ago. A marriage ain't about love. A marriage is always going to be about learning that person, the love languages of that person, because you can't love a person based off of the way you want to be loved. You have to love that person based off of the way they want to be loved. And a lot of times we don't understand that. We don't even go into a marriage understanding that, because the first couple of weeks or months or years in the relationship, you're going through that honeymoon phase, and you know, you guys realize how much you have in common. But then you get to a phase where you start looking at that person like, oh, you get on my nerves. Oh, you're annoying. And that's okay. Because in order to grow with someone, you can't be with somebody that's a yes man. You can't be with somebody that's always going to say that you're right. You need somebody that's going to balance you out and say, hey, that wasn't it. You could have done better in that area. And that's where me and my wife are right now. I'm happy that we went through this season, because now, again, I'm able to use this moment and use it later on when it comes up again, because a lifelong marriage, you will always go through things. And I just know that putting those things and factoring those things throughout my marriage and any relationship that I have will definitely create stronger bonds, greater bonds. And as long as the communication is there, as long as the love is there, and as long as the want and the will to stay and choose to love that person, you won half of the battle. At least I believe so. I don't think this is a new season. It could be a new season, but going forward, my plan is to bring more people on the platform to be able to share their testimony. My plan is to have people share their journeys and wherever they are. And this is a no judgment zone, because I just don't believe in that. I believe if you are a God-fearing man or woman or whatever it is that you identify as, there's no room for us to judge anything. And the only person that can judge us is God himself. So I want to give an open invitation to whoever sees this podcast and that wants to be on the podcast and that has a testimony that they want to share, that they feel like they could help other people that may come across this podcast, reach out to me. Reach out to my wife, RMR Productions. Reach out to the Let's Talk About It podcast on Instagram. And let me know, you know, what are your thoughts on being on the platform and really sharing and giving insight on what you've learned throughout this journey. Recently, I've been doing a lot of messages of the day. I've been doing a lot of messages of the day, and I find myself being grounded. Well, let me back up. Have you ever found a space where you just feel like you're so grounded to where your mind flows and you think straight and you think clearly, and that's the best place for you to be artistically? Well, for me, it's the shower. When I'm in the shower, I feel like I hear God speak to me more. I feel like I get clear downloads from Him. Or if I'm watering my plants, when I'm out here in my yard and I'm taking care of that, I feel like I'm so much more grounded in my thought process. And a lot of the times, it's, of course, when I'm alone. And I think everybody should find that grounding space, especially if you're a mom or whatever responsibilities that you have. Take time away from all of those responsibilities and find your grounding moment, and figure out if you're, you know, if you have artistic gifts or whatever type of gift that you have, find your grounding moment so you can think clearly and God can speak to you about what it is that you're supposed to be doing next. And right now, all I hear God telling me is use the gifts that I gave you. I don't have to niche it down. I have so many different gifts, so why limit myself to just one gift? And I made a podcast earlier on when I first started the podcast, and I said, how many gifts is too many gifts? And today I can say, you can never have too many gifts. If God bless you with those gifts, regardless of if they bring you fruit or not, use those gifts. There are certain seasons that you're supposed to use those gifts. I will say that just because you're good at everything doesn't mean that you have to do everything. So have discernment in those areas. And, you know, pray to God and ask Him, how do you want me to use this gift today? How am I supposed to use this gift for your people? And I guarantee you, if you don't hear it in that moment, He'll show you throughout the week, throughout the months, or throughout the year. And I'm just so happy to be able to come back, and I feel like I'm in a better place. Like, before I left, I was a very emotional wreck. Like I said, my family had been attacked. Relationships had been attacked. And I didn't feel like I could give the positive motivation that I wanted to you guys. But I also wanted you to see that just because I come on here and I give my testimony and, you know, it's something that I have went through, doesn't mean that I'm not going to go through anything again. Doesn't mean that life is just grand. Like, I'm grateful for my life. I have a life that I'm sure many people will probably look at and be like, you have it all. And I'm here to tell you today, if I have it all, it's because God graced me and blessed me and has favored my life to have, quote unquote, it all. And for me, having it all is having my son, having my wife, having my family, being able to love on them even when I'm angry, being able to be financially stable, and not repeating the same cycles. That's, for me, that's having it all. And I know eventually, once I continue to learn the things that I need to learn about myself, the person that I know that I'm supposed to be, God is going to take me there. So I said this on my TikTok. Go check it out. Let's talk about it on TikTok. I said, slow down. Take a moment and be still in whatever it is that you're going through. Take a moment and check out what triggered you and why it triggered you and how you could have better responded to it. At one of my jobs, I had to reach out to my manager and apologize to her for being the type of person that I am and, you know, being a headstrong person, and letting her know that even though, like, she's a manager, outside of that, she has given me so much grace in my job. She has been such a beautiful person, even when we don't agree, and just apologizing for allowing my personal issues to affect the way that I communicate with her. And I think that's growth. That's a place that, you know, I sit on this platform and I tell you guys things and I push for you to be a better person in yourself. That's part of being a better person. Being able to go to the person that you lashed out at for no reason, or you had an attitude with them for no reason, and apologizing, explaining, you don't have to give them the full detail, but explaining, I wasn't in a great place. I wasn't in a space to be able to communicate with you effectively, but I'm sorry for not being my best self. You are a beautiful person. And my sister, me and my sister was having a conversation one day, and she was like, grace is earned. If they don't earn grace, they don't deserve grace. Granted, she was kidding. The stuff that go through her head is crazy, but grace is not earned. Grace is what you give people because you know the grace that God has given to you. We don't earn grace from God. He sees us as his children. He made us in his image, and he gives us grace because his son died for our sins. That's grace. Not because somebody did right by you, not because somebody continues to do right by you. That's grace. Now, I'm not saying let somebody play in your face, because sometimes giving somebody grace can be walking away from somebody getting smacked in the face. Ooh, that was good. That was real good. But yeah, sometimes that's grace too. So I'm just really happy to kick off this next season of the podcast, because I'm in such a better place spiritually. I love this new setting outside. I feel the wind, the sun, the birds chirping. My wife be having bird seeds all over here, and that's annoying. But I just love the nature piece of it, and I'm glad to be able to bring another version of me, because I'm making a huge transition in my life. In my growth. I celebrated a birthday yesterday, April 13th. I'm 33 now, and I am devoted to continue to be the best version of me. And I hope that for you. I wish that for you. I wish that, you know, no matter what you're going through, and no matter what that job says, or what that no said, or that door that closed, that you remember to always fight and push yourself to be the better you. And always keep in mind that even though we fight and we push and we try to get to certain levels in our life, let God fight some of those battles, if not all. And make sure you're giving yourself the rest, because when you fighting and fighting and pushing, you get tired. So you can't reach your fullest potential if you're tired. That's just like an athlete. If they're working out and they're practicing up until the day that they have to go race, they can be exhausted. How are you gonna give your best foot forward in a race or in a game if you was up until 2 o'clock in the morning, the night before the game, trying to be better? God gonna give you what you need to be better. God gonna give you what you need to win that race. Because at the end of the day, the race is between you and a person in the mirror. And don't let anybody else swerve in your lane. It's your lane and your lane only. So those are the things that I have learned. Those are the things that I'm happy to share. And I can't wait to have somebody that really aligns with what this podcast is bringing to you, to share their journey, to have an open discussion of authentically being themselves and making the uncomfortable conversations comfortable. So stay tuned this spring. I'm bringing you some hot stuff. God is doing some great stuff. And I feel like this is a season where I'm going to meet people that's going to help me learn more about my faith system, help me learn more about God, and that's going to help me bring more to you guys. And I'm just really excited. So if you have not yet, please go like, share, and subscribe to the YouTube. Go follow and subscribe to my Instagram, my TikTok, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all of the streaming platforms. You can find the Let's Talk About It podcast with Raquel. And if you can't find it, drop a comment below and say, hey, give me the link. I'm gonna try to put the links in the description if I remember. I'm bad at it. But I thank you guys for tuning in. I thank you for rocking with me. And I just can't wait for you guys to see what this season brings. And love you. Peace. Oh,